God, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, we just want to thank you that we can gather together and sing praises unto your name. That we can come together and as a body worship you. And know, Lord, that you are ever present, ever near, that you care about us, that you watch over us. And especially in these times, Lord, know in our hearts that you are in control and that all is going according to your plan. But even in it, you watch over your church. Give us the strength to do what is right in your sight. Lord, we pray this morning for understanding that we may hear these words and understand them. And Lord, that we may understand the times that we are living in. And that we may act wisely and do according to your will. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're looking at a study of the book of Revelation. And if we wanted a title for this morning, well, this morning we're going to try and do three of the churches, Smyrna, Pergamos, and Thyatira. So we'll try and do those three churches this morning. Last week we looked at the things which John saw. And he saw Jesus as God, risen and in all his glory, ever present, the first and the last. God who is in control of everything because he created all things. The one who has the keys of hell and of death. And we also last week looked at the first church, Ephesus, and saw how that although these churches actually existed at the time of John, they somehow also apply to us in the end. Remember Revelation 1 and verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. These churches are a prophecy to us. They relate to us. And we will all fit into these churches at one point or another. In other words, in your Christian life, what you are going through right now, you will find a place in these seven churches somewhere. And the first church, Ephesus, means not lasting. This was the apostolic age of the church, and this church was commended for their works and their exposing.